Now, unless you have been hiding, you have probably been inundated today with messages urging you to get out and vote before the polls close. For Boston's Pine Street Inn, getting out the vote is about enfranchising one of the city's most vulnerable populations, those who are homeless. Even with fewer people and resources in the shelter due to the pandemic, Pine Street Inn was able to register around half of the guests staying in shelter this election season, and they've spent the last year helping tenants in Pine Street's permanent supportive housing to register as well. We caught up earlier today with Lyndia Downey, the president and executive director of Pine Street Inn, to learn more about why enfranchisement is so important to the Pine Street community.
We've been registering homeless people to vote for many years. We get a lot more interest, of course, around a presidential election. And really, two things are happening today at the shelter. One is we're urging people who stay at our two largest shelters in the South End to really just walk down the street. It's a block away to Cathedral High and vote if they have not voted early or voted by mail. And we now have 850 tenants living in permanent housing that have left homelessness. And we have a terrific group of ambassadors, young people, who helped us organize the voter registration this year. And one of the things they did was create a flyer for every single tenant and every single house, explaining to people where they can vote today, if they need a ride, who to get in touch with, you know, what precinct they're in. Very comprehensive. So, you know, a lot of interest, and we hope, you know, as many people as possible will get out and vote if they haven't voted already.
So, Lyndia, enfranchisement is, of course, always important. But for the homeless, it can be both extra hard and extra important. I wonder if there's a guest that comes to mind for you for whom both were true and how you helped that guest register and vote.
So, you know, when we first started this a number of years ago, we had an older gentleman in our workforce training program. And we had reached out to the program and to a number of guests in the shelter to say, we'd like to start a voter registration drive. And, you know, would you all like to help? Are you registered? Would you like to learn how to register other people? And I will tell you that he himself registered, and again, this was a few years ago, over 150 people. He was a Navy vet, you know, was very proud of his military service. And he wasn't bitter about having ended up homeless. He really blamed himself for a lot of it. But it really took off with him. He saw it as a point of civic pride, and it so empowered him to be able to talk to other guests about it and to be able to say, look, this is your civic duty and join with me and become, you know, part of thinking about your life after homelessness. So it wasn't just about the voting. It was also about getting reengaged in the community in a way a lot of homeless people don't have the opportunity to do.
What is at stake for Pine Street's guests in this election? It's both a local election and a national election.
There's a lot at stake for homeless people and you know, a number of people I've talked to both, you know, over the years and in this recent registration. People do understand that there are policies that deliberately or not often lead to homelessness for people. Healthcare in particular, I think, is a very big issue for many of our guests. Housing policy, access to, you know, more housing and rental assistance. Those are the two obvious ones. I would say criminal justice reform comes to mind as well. You know, people sometimes are surprised when I tell them how engaged people are on this. You know, we do hear the occasional, my vote doesn't matter, you know, I can't be bothered. But that's the exception, I would say. What we hear much more of is, how do I do this? Tell me about it.
So the second wave of the coronavirus is here, it seems. Winter's on the way. We definitely want to have you back to talk more in depth about that in the next few weeks. But just briefly for now, how are you feeling about the road ahead for your guests?
It's going to be a very, very tough winter. It's already getting cold. We know the street numbers are up, which is the biggest worry going into the winter. We are talking to the state in particular about bringing more capacity online. We need more beds for the winter. We've lost some capacity through COVID and through social distancing. And we've been faced with, I think, these really stark and horrible choices, which is, do we let people in and run the risk that, especially for people who are vulnerable, that they could pick up the virus? Or do we say to folks, you know, we think this is too high risk. We can't accommodate you right now.
That is Lyndia Downey, president and executive director of the Pine Street Inn. Again, we'll look forward to talking to you more about this over these coming weeks. Lyndia, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.